Good job, good job. That's what I'm talking about.
So you want to have the same stance no matter what you're doing.
Look, then we saw him.
The Cat in the Hat.
Go Giants!
Let's go, Big Blue Nation.
I'm with my son, Bentley. We're here at LSU.
One more time, guys.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. The draft is less than a week away. Exciting times for the Giants and the rest of the National Football League. We got a big show lined up for you, but we're going to get things started with the Giants arriving for their off-season workout program, including Landon Collins' ride to the Quest Diagnostics Training Center.
Man, I feel good. I think the best thing about coming back to work, man, is just being around the boys. Having that chemistry, building that friendship, that bond, the understanding between each other. Each and every day, I mean, I'm trying to set a different goal to better myself as a player, have a mindset of why I'm playing the game, not just being like today simply because of the last year I had. I'm trying to be above and beyond the year that I had last year. First of all, we're trying to be the number one defense overall. And with Coach Spags, trusting what he called, and we're going to be great. So overall goal as a team is the Super Bowl. That's the overall goal. First things first, I mean, we got to build the chemistry as a team and get to know one another and play as brothers and as a family. We play as a family, man. A family bond is hard to be broken.
Appreciate y'all riding with me to work this morning. Time to get that work in now.
Good to be back. The offseason flew by, but it's good to be back with the guys working towards our goal.
Definitely excited about Brandon. Been here the last few days, got to work with him a few weeks ago, and a talented guy. I think he'll be a great leader of this team and a great playmaker, and to give us another weapon, you're always excited about that.
Obviously, the players are all excited to be back, see their teammates, and then get a chance to speak with fans. JPP and Snacks had a chance to do a Facebook Live segment, and Brandon London dropped in.
I'm Brandon London. Welcome to the first episode of the Players Lounge, where we're going to give you, the Giants fans, a chance to reach out and connect with some of your favorite Giants players. Now, for the first one, we're going to... They're laughing because I have skinny jeans on. Snacks Harrison in the building. JPP, Jason Pierre-Paul, fellas, first day back. What's going on? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. Feel like the first day of school. Happy to see the guys and everybody and just, you know, get things going.
Yeah?
I'm chilling, man. You know, ready to get to work.
Ready to get to work.
That's it.
These guys are ready. And like I said, you guys hit us up. Fill us with questions so we can ask these guys. First one coming up. I got it on my phone here. Well, from John, when did everything start to click for the defense last year? I guess we're getting right into it.
Yeah, I'd probably say around the third or fourth game, things started to come together. But it wasn't until midway towards the end of the year where we really knew exactly how each other played, and it showed up on the field.
I said the exact same thing. It really got down to the point that, you know, the chemistry where we had with each other, you know, learning how, you know, If I say Snacks, I'm coming inside. You know? He gonna believe I'm gonna take you inside. Sometimes I might don't show up inside, but he does. But that's what really was all about, just the chemistry that we had with each other.
So, all right, so now we have Matt asking, that chemistry, is that something that gets developed now during the off-season workouts, or is that something more for training camp?
It's a combination of both. Yeah. You know what I mean? It really isn't truly developed until the season starts, because you can only do so much in training camp and you only play so much in the preseason. You know, we're not doing much. But once you start to figure out guys' roles, then you can, you know, show everybody the type of player you are and be able to feed off somebody like Jason, who gave me my first sack as a New York Giant.
Okay. All right, so the fans want to get off football right now. They want to know, what is your favorite non-activity to do together? And that's Paul asking this question.
As players, you mean?
Yeah, as players. After y'all leave here, what do y'all like
We have a variety of activities, man. Like a variety of them. You know, last year we got together and we did like this this jigsaw puzzle.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was actually dope. You know, was he in my room?
Yeah, I was in there with you.
You know, we had to figure out, clues and monkeys and all.
He wasn't listening. Yeah. I was telling him, you can't touch nothing yet. Let's figure out what's going on. Jason over there, hey, man, what this is? He picking it up. I'm like, put it down.
I'm trying to get out of there.
How long did it take y'all to complete this jigsaw?
45 minutes.
Yeah. That's it? Finished before the guys started before us.
Okay.
And then went in the room before us.
Yeah.
So that's probably one of the activities that we do.
Mm-hmm. Jesus. All right. Sean wants to know, Snacks, what summer movie are you looking forward to go see?
F8.
Really?
Fast and Furious.
Yeah, me too.
I heard it was bad reviews, but...
Man, you never know. You got to go see it anyway. I've seen all of them.
I seen Get Out. Get Out was a pretty good movie.
You got to go see that.
I haven't seen it,
but I heard you got to go see
it. Oh, yeah, you got to see it. This is a movie you got to watch a couple times.
Get Out?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for watching the Players Lounge. Make sure you guys tune in each week and hit up Giants.com. All the Giants social media to stay in touch with the players.
Get Out our lounge now, man.
Yeah.
Pretty cool stuff with Facebook Live and a chance for you, the Giants fans, to interact with Giants players. When we come back, a guy who's got a thing or two about fashion, Jack Rabbit, will tell you about it as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Janoris Jenkins had a fantastic first year with Big Blue, and he brought a certain style to the Giants as well. Here's a closer look at Jack Rabbit's sneaker collection.
Yo. I've been collecting sneakers since I was like 15 years old. So I'm gonna show y'all some of my sneakers. Since I'm in the capital of New York, you know what I'm saying, fashion is big here. It's just way easier to get all kinds of sneakers. I mean, Jordan, phone, positive, anything that you want here in New York. Right here we got the white and blue. Y'all know what these is, I ain't gotta say it. These my favorite pair of 14s right here. The Ferrari Reds. I don't know, it's just something about red. But I just love these right here. These right here, one of a kind. I like these right here. Easy, man. I'm a big gold guy, so I like gold. Jeremy Scott, Gold Boys. I went to Cali and got those. These also right here, Jeremy Scott. I like them. Y'all can only imagine what these is. Because these come with the suitcase, you know. I'm opening them up for y'all, but first I gotta make sure they're in here. They might not be in here. Oh yeah, they in here. 19. If y'all got these, let me know. I'm gonna skip some over here. I ain't gonna let y'all see yet. When I'm picking out some stuff, man, I'm shopping for myself to match my kicks or whatever. I usually go shirts first. When I start off with the shirts, I can usually decide if I got the colored sneakers of the shirt, and I know that automatic because I keep my eyes on my sneakers, so I already know that. And just fit my swag with my sneakers as much as possible. How many pairs of shoes I have? To be honest, man, probably over 500 pairs of sneakers. And right here, I'm gonna go back old school for y'all. You know, skateboard kind, you feel me? Dunks, Nike Dunks. These my favorite pair right here now, so y'all ready? Let me get over here. I'm gonna spin around for y'all slow. Ooh. I just love these. These are the 20s. Black ones. Scrap. Yeah, had them for a long time. Sneakerhead, collector. My favorite. I mean, I'm just a big shoe guy and I love shoes.
Janoris Jenkins was part of an awesome Giants secondary and a defense last season. One of the guys who really stepped to the forefront in his second year was Landon Collins. Here's number 21 in 60 seconds.
Hi, I'm Landon Collins. You're going 60 seconds with me. I grew up in New Orleans, Louisiana. One thing I can't live without is my bed. Favorite video game as a kid was Madden. My favorite snack is Oreo cookies. My celebrity crush is Beyonce. Actually, I would pick in the movie as Will Smith, hands down. Strangest talent? It's not really strange. I could do a backflip, that's about it. If I ran for president,
I would choose as my vice president to run with me, it would be DRC. The song I would have played after I make a play would be 14 Inches by Lil Wayne. Last song I sang in the shower, True by Lloyd. A movie that people wouldn't think I would like would be Notebook. One word to describe myself would be humble. Thanks for going 60 Seconds with me, Landon Collins.
When we come back on the program, you don't want to miss this special feature, a true Giants hero, as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. The Giants obviously have a rich tradition in the National Football League and also a rich heritage when it comes to serving our country. Enjoy the story of Jack Lummis.
In 1941, Jack Lummis was a 6'3", 200-pound rookie who played both offensive and defensive end for the New York Giants. Born on October 22, 1915, he was the youngest child and only boy born to Laura Francis Lummis and Andrew Jackson Lummis Sr. And from an early age, Jack had earned the reputation as a talented athlete.
He played baseball, he played football, I think he was in track in high school. He was tall, 6'4", and very athletic. He always had a passion for sports.
Jack's talent and determination earned him a scholarship to Baylor University, where he was an all-Southwest Conference player in both football and baseball.
He excelled in high school, college, and I believe he wanted to just test the limits of how far his athleticism would take him.
After a stellar collegiate career at Baylor, Jack had his sights set on being a pro. And in the spring of 1941, this country boy was off to the big city, where he signed a uniform player's contract with the New York Football Giants.
It's amazing to me, just the story in and of itself, of how a small town boy from Ennis, Texas, found his way to try out for the New York Giants. And yet, there he was.
Everybody liked Jack. He was one of the Giants. He was a shy guy until he got on the field. And then he was one of the boys. Oh, he was what we used to call a real country boy.
Jack would only play in 9 games for the Giants, but he quickly earned praise for his talent, determination, and hard work. New York's final game of the regular season was against their crosstown rival, the Brooklyn Dodgers. The date was December the 7th, 1941.
I was carrying the ball when they made the announcement that we were at war with Japan, and they just bombed Pearl Harbor. That took the wind out of everybody.
Jack played his final game with the Giants in the 1941 NFL Championship game, a 37-9 loss to the Chicago Bears. But with the United States now at war, Jack decided that his love of country far outweighed his passion for sports.
His greatest passion was to play football. Yet when the war broke out, his calling was to serve his country.
On January 30th, 1942, Jack Lummis enlisted in the United States Marine Corps, and he penned a letter to Giants owner Jack Mara, letting him know of his courageous decision.
Dear Jack, I joined the Marines about 7 weeks ago and have just now completed my preliminary training here in San Diego. Jack, I would like to take this opportunity to tell you how much I enjoyed playing with the Giants and to thank Duke Wellington, Mr. Mara, and Coach Owen for everything. I'll never forget my rookie year with the Giants. Best of luck this coming season. Yours truly, Jack Lummis.
Lummis quickly rose through the military ranks, and by 1944, he was assigned as an executive officer and company commander. A year later, as the fighting intensified, Jack's unit was called into action. And on the morning of February 19, 1945, he landed on Iwo Jima in the first wave of assault troops.
Lieutenant Jack Lummis was selected to come up and take us through the gorge. He was to come up and dig us out of our foxholes and get us going.
The Battle of Iwo Jima was one of the most savage in the history of the Marine Corps. After twice being knocked over by grenade blasts, Lummis continued to lead his men in combat when he stepped on a landmine, blowing off both of his legs. But he miraculously pulled himself up, courageously giving orders to his troops.
The heroism, unspeakable valor that he displayed on that day.
Men who served under him loved him. They'd go anywhere with him. They said so.
Lummis died that day on Iwo Jima, and his last words to the attending medic was, "I guess the New York Giants have lost the services of a damn good end."
Jack was a real goer right from the start, and had football on his mind to his death. And he said the Giants had lost a great end, and we all agreed that they had. There was a lot of tears in the dressing room.
Knowing that he had mortal wounds, to go back to think of his dream of being with the Giants and what they had lost, and it shows his love of sports and his love for the Giants.
Truly a heart-touching story, and Jack Lummis, a true New York Giant. When we come back, we'll tell you about Odell Beckham Jr. having some fun with kids from the Bronx as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I mean, Odell Beckham Jr. is a star, and kids just love him. So can you imagine what the kids from the Van Cortlandt Titans thought when they got a chance to spend time with Odell Beckham Jr.? Take a look.
And let's clap it up for
Odell Beckham Jr. What's up, man? What's up with it? Y'all good? How y'all doing? What's up with y'all boys? Good? This is going to be a special event. I'm looking forward to enjoying this with y'all. I'm happy to be here. And congratulations to y'all. And let's have fun today.
Ready? I got you. Go.
Oh!
Football gives you a lot of structure. It teaches you a lot of things. But at the end of the day, the education is the most important. You never know what could happen when you're out here. It doesn't matter where you come from. Honestly, you can make it out of anywhere. Do exactly what you got to do. You'll get to where you want to be at. I'm just a bigger one of y'all, man. I'm really a kid at heart. I love enjoying to have fun. Put the music on. Let me see who got the hits.
What's up?
Yeah, man. Just have fun, man. Just have fun.
Oh!
Come back. Dang. I don't play quarterback, man. It's just something about being around y'all. Y'all give me energy, you give me life. I really mean that. I came here for y'all. I really do enjoy doing this and being out here with y'all. What's up, little man? What's up with it? You good? Chilling?
Holla on 3, 1, 2, 3. Holla!
You ever check out Odell Beckham Jr. on Twitter or Instagram? He's got hundreds of thousands of followers. Time for this week's social media buzz with the captain, Emma Captain.
Hey, Giants fans, here is this week's social buzz. So as you may know, the New York Rangers are in the playoffs, and our guys were there to show support. On Tuesday night, Jonathan Casillas, Damon Harrison, and Justin Pugh watched the Rangers beat the Canadiens 2-1 in MSG. And even two-time Super Bowl champion Justin Tuck was seen on the Jumbotron. Snacks was definitely excited to see him in the building. And check this out. Romeo Aquara and Sterling Shepard were at the Fashion Institute of Technology for a design project where each FIT student designed NFL gear for all the teams. These guys got a chance to rock the winning design. Looking good, guys. Now, if you love dinosaurs, you're going to like this one. Last week, Brad Wing took his son Bentley to the prehistoric park in Louisiana They saw all kinds of dinosaurs, and I think it's safe to say that Brad was more afraid of them than Bentley was.
That's right, babe. We gotta go. Quick!
That's it for this week. I'll see you guys next time.
Now it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective. So the draft is less than a week away. So you need to really calm down as fans, because this is the time of misinformation. There's rumors flying all over the place. Things are supposed to be happening. Teams are looking to move up, move down. Players are going to be drafted in the first round. May slip, may fall, may whatever. Just enjoy it as it happens, because the Giants are one of the most tight-lipped teams in all the National Football League. They don't leak out information. So where they pick at 23rd, it's really hard to speculate with mock drafts, because so many things can happen before the Giants are even close to being on the clock. Look, they're going to add quality football players, and what they've done the last couple of years is bring in smart players ready to perform. Look for them to continue that trend starting next Thursday night. That wraps it up for this week's show. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and of course on Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife, navigating life together.